This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Child abuse and neglect is highly preventable, according to a report the CDC just released. It also says stopping child maltreatment altogether should be a public health priority. There are plenty of people who've been working in New Mexico on this issue for decades who agree. We teamed up with KNME New Mexico PBS to look at ground-level prevention efforts, like the Nurse Family Partnership Program in Albuquerque. Every few months or so, a shocking case of child abuse or neglect hits the news, and it's true that the rates of child maltreatment in the state have been climbing pretty steadily since at least 2005. But research is showing that states can curb not just child abuse numbers, but health and education problems for kids by partnering nurses with vulnerable families early.
Look, see? You're funny.
16-month-old Donnie is closing in on my microphone. Donnie tries to eat it.
He's trying to lick it.
Donnie's an active, curious toddler with curly hair and a ready smile. Just after he was first born, though, his parents noticed something was off. When Dad squeezed the baby's fingertips slightly, the nails didn't quickly return to their normal white. Tests showed that the newborn had a congenital heart defect.
And it was not until the doctor told us how serious it was that it really set in. This isn't repairable unless we do surgery. Like, he's not going to grow out of it. It needed to be done, like, now.
It was, and, like, 10 minutes to get ready for a heart surgery.
Donnie's mom, Lana Brooks, says she's grateful to the registered nurse who'd been visiting her during her pregnancy and who helped her advocate for her newborn when they first spotted signs of his heart issue. They're participating in the Nurse Family Partnership Program, which supports first-time mothers during pregnancy and then provides education on child development and nutrition once the baby arrives. And it's helpful to all family members, including dads like Gregory Perea, who are working through rough family histories that include gangs, drugs, and incarceration.
I'm going to show him a whole different life. He ain't going to see daddy the way daddy was, but I'm going to show him to make better decisions.
And I think, you know, most parents want or hope that their kids are going to grow up and have success and be happy people, right? But do you feel like you have more tools now to, like, make that happen?
Most definitely, most definitely. Because I'm not parenting the way my parents did it or the way his parents did it. I'm sure they did the best they could with what they were given, but it wasn't what I want for Donnie.
And it was hard for these parents to agree to participate in the nurse program, to allow someone to enter their house, and to feel like those visits weren't going to be judgmental. Louise Kahn, the nurse who works with Lana and Gregory, says building trust is among the most important work she does.
Many families are really reticent to let people into their lives that way.
Kahn says some of that reluctance comes from the residual trauma that lingers after past bad experiences with child services. KUNM reached out to the state's Children, Youth, and Families Department, which declined to provide someone for an interview.
We're only serving 3% of eligible families across the state. Part of that is because of funding, but part of it is also about engaging families.
That all starts before the baby is born, when these nurses first reach out to expectant moms.
Pregnancy is a window of hope and excitement and opportunity for the mother and the father.
Plus, Kahn adds, if you look at it economically, studies have shown that working with pregnant women increases the bang for your preventive buck. Dr. Javier Aceves is a pediatrician who works with the New Mexico Child Abuse Prevention Partnership. He says we should not accept child maltreatment as the norm in New Mexico, and punishment for poor parenting doesn't address the complexity of the issue overall.
I think many times the punitive approach is chosen as a quick solution, but also very judgmental and very short-sighted. We're only seeing the manifestation of a problem. You're not seeing the problem.
Problems like long-term high stress levels in families that are struggling financially and don't have everything they need for their kids. Aceves says where New Mexico has fallen short is in knitting together a network of all the services that aim to support families and stop child maltreatment.
There's much greater opportunity to change things dramatically, meaningfully, if you put your money and your efforts into prevention.
There are many places around the state where this work in prevention is happening, he says, but agencies need to combine their efforts to have a greater collective impact. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the Kona Alma Health Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.